You're listening to the Brand Builders Podcast with your hosts, Scott Dunstan and Brian Young.
Welcome to another episode of the award-winning Brand Builders Podcast powered by the Dunstan Group. My name is Brian Young, and we are here with the president of the Dunstan Group, Scott Dunstan. And we are here with Sheldon Stokes, who is a partner at Johnston Allison Horde. Now, like Jimmy McGill said in Better Call Saul, lawyers were like health insurance. You hope you never need it, but man, oh man, not having it, that is a no-no. Now, not all lawyering, I didn't even know if that was a word, is as strange and unusual as it's made out to be on TV and movies. And really, that lawyer that handled your real estate closing is probably not the same one you'd call if you were in a car crash or selling your family business or drafting a new will, or maybe you're in jail, like Yash, who was just in jail recently. Just kidding, he wasn't. But that's where the relationship with a multidisciplined law firm comes in, giving you access to a wide range of services and specialties. Johnston, Allison, and Horde is one of Charlotte's oldest law firms, with more than 50 attorneys in the Charlotte area and access to national and international expertise. They're right sized to still provide that personal touch. Now, Sheldon is a partner at Johnston, Allison, and Horde, and she is our guest today on the award-winning Brand Builders Podcast. I just found out she has a 2.5-year-old and another one on the way. She's joining the ranks of two kids, and as a father of two kids, it's about to be a hell of a lot of fun, Sheldon. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the award-winning Brand Builders Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Sheldon. thank you for that introduction, Brian. Before we get into the firm, tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been in Charlotte and all those good things.
Yeah, so I'm a double Tar Heel, so I did undergrad and then law school at Chapel Hill and finished up in 2016, but actually had somewhat moved back to Charlotte in 2014 once I got married. My husband and I did long-distance marriage for 2 years from between here and Chapel Hill. And so I'd say I've been here for 10 years now, and we just love it. But I grew up in Lincoln County in Lincolnton, and so not too far, but we love being in Charlotte, and this is definitely home now. And now I've been with the firm just as long as I've been here and love it. And we, as you know, he mentioned, I've got a really wild, sweet 2.5-year-old and then another little boy coming in September. But then we also have two very vocal rescue hound dogs that were our first babies. And so we spent a lot of time with them as well. But that's kind of us. We live right here in Myers Park and we just, yeah, we love it.
It's awesome. Great. Awesome. Yeah. It was an easy trip over then. I
yeah.
very cool.
So tell us, growing up in Lincolnton, wow, what a city that's continued to grow. And it's almost insane when you drive that way and see all the different factories and distribution warehouses and kind of everything that Lincolnton probably used to be just a bunch of farms. And now those are all getting bought up. But tell us about your life growing up in Lincolnton and tell us how you wanted to become a lawyer.
Yeah, so we are 5 generations deep in Lincolnton. We have very deep roots there. But it was such a sweet place to grow up. And you know, we have that really classic downtown and all of that. So it's good. And most of my family's still there. My mom and my sister and brother-in-law own a pharmacy there in town, which is a really neat thing too. So there's a lot of that that's still there. But you're right. I just went home couple days ago to see my mom, and there's something new every time I show up, and it really is growing and building. It's fun, it's good to see, and I love to see that they now are like hosting festivals and they have breweries, and there's a Lincolnton brewery that just bought the Noda store.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, just a lot of that is, it's really neat to see, and to see that they didn't just go stagnant and they're actually, you know, getting with the times a little bit too, which is something that was needed, but also keeping to that charm, which is fun.
Exactly. So tell us how you wanted to become a lawyer. I used to date a lawyer and now she's a district attorney.
Okay.
And it's hilarious because, like, when we were dating, this is way back in college, she was always smarter than me, right? You know, like, clearly. But the conversations were just crazy, you know, and going through like the law school and all those different things. Like, I'm just over here like, there's no way in hell I would want to sign up for this or even be a lawyer. But thank God there are people out there that want to be it. Have you always wanted to be a lawyer? Kind of tell us about that journey. Because I feel like coming out of Lincolnton, I'm sure every city has lawyers.
Yeah.
But maybe not the profession that most people come out of Lincolnton or say, hey, this is what I want to do. Tell us about that journey.
Yeah. So I wanted to be a lawyer. I think that light bulb kind of went on in high school. You start to realize what you're good at and what you're not good at. And I realized that science and math was not quite my forte. And I was much better at reading and writing. So I was like, okay, what can I do when I get to Chapel Hill that would then carry me forward, that's actually going to make some decent money too? And I'm, you know, not just be, I was a history major, so there are certain professions that you really can't go into and make much of a living.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Wanted to kind of be practical about that too. But then once entering law school, I had no idea what kind of lawyer I wanted to be. And so that is, I'd say my husband helped lead me in that direction a little bit. He's a finance background, business. And then I was like, okay, I think that's where the transactional piece and my practice is based on transactional. I do a lot of M&A transactions and corporate work that way. So I think that led me there. But it's been a very long road and, you know, shaping me into that lawyer. But I feel like I'm where I need to be. I didn't have any kind of crisis where I was like, oh no, I knew I didn't really want to be in the courtroom, and I'm very fortunate to not have to go do that. I'm not a very adversarial person, so I like more of this happy law. Most of the time, we're all getting along, we're building for a bigger purpose, you know, starting new companies, JVs, that kind of thing. So usually it's exciting and good. You know, everyone's in a good mood and ready to move forward, and we're not dragging things on. So to me, it's like, I like that. I like that fast pace energy that comes with that too. So it's been good. It's been a really good ride so far.
That's awesome. Is most of your work local in the Charlotte region, or is it businesses that are buying companies in Charlotte looking to get into Charlotte, or just a big mix of all types of things?
Yeah, I think it's a mix. That's one of the beauties of our firm is that we've got this history. So we get a lot of work through word of mouth and this reputation that we've built. And so that's kind of like the old school way of it. And so, yes, when I'm driving around, it's really neat to see like a truck drive by. And I'm like, oh, I helped sell that business a couple of years ago. Or I'm representing that business owner right now in some succession planning. So that's something I love to see, because I have some friends who everything's outside of Charlotte and they just don't get that. And so I like that kind of closer touch. But then, too, I think we're starting to see this newer wave of, you guys know this, I mean, Charlotte's changing so much, and we have so many people who want to move here and want to start their industry here. And so it's been fun to start harboring some of those relationships, too, and introduce people to Charlotte and to new. A lot of times it is because they're coming to probe, you know, a certain market or industry, or they're buying a company. But we also represent them too. We're just in this really sweet spot with our size and our value, where you're getting still really good, sophisticated legal work without the huge price tag that you might for other firms. But we have the size and sophistication to be able to still handle the matters. So we are in a really nice sweet spot there, that we can handle, you know, the smaller guy, but also the really big company too, and we can make it work for both.
So tell us, this is going to put you on the spot. So you have 6,000 members in the Mecklenburg County Bar, 27,000 in the North Carolina Bar. A, how does a person even find a lawyer? How do you even decide? And really, what differentiates your organization over anybody else?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are a lot of us.
It's not as many as realtors, though. My God.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm married to one of those. I love you, babe, but there's a lot of you. My goodness.
But it's interesting because you see different people using different tactics. I mean, like I had mentioned, we've got this great longstanding reputation. But when I'm talking a lot of times to neighbors or different people, they'll be like, oh, yeah, we've used your firm because we know X, Y, and Z people. And they're usually some of our older named partners, some of which are still, I mean, it's amazing to me that Maureen Johnston is like, he's like the youngest over 80 person you'll ever meet in your life. But he still comes into the office and is, you know, full of energy. But you hear that name recognition more. And then now with some of us that are younger, up and coming, that's not quite as much as it used to be, where everyone knows your name in the city. Because the city's changing so much. So now I really think people are relying on digital marketing and going to our website. I do a lot of healthcare work too, and there's so many new healthcare practices popping up and people who need help in that. And I think they're just Googling me and they're finding that I pop up. We have a great marketing associate at our firm who helps make sure that that gets us, you know, people find me. And I think that's helping a lot too. And then just getting our name out there and trying to, you know, market as best we can. But there's a lot of law firms, so you have to sift through those. But I do think though that what makes us special is we are just such a good size where we still pay attention to you and we still want to have that one-on-one interaction with our clients. And you're not just getting bombarded by these huge teams of people who might just barely touch. Like, we still do a lot of actual counseling and guidance, and clients call me to talk through practical things too. Sometimes I have to be like, well, it's not really legal, but I'm happy to just be a sounding board. And they're like, that's what I need. So they still call us to be that person, which I think makes for a special relationship that not everyone does that still.
So you're like, I'm not your therapist.
Right.
Counselor, therapist, attorney.
Actually, I'd be like, you know what? Here's the hourly rate. Just keep talking. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll talk. We'll figure it out.
Well, speaking of hourly, like, what is the time frame of most of your deals? So client reaches out, conversation starts today. What is the length of that process for you as your involvement of the deal?
So if it's a classic, you know, M&A, selling a business, if we're representing the seller, it starts a lot earlier. I mean, we hope they reach out to us well before they're ever even talking to buyers. And we almost hope that could be a year process where we get to be there from the beginning, because we kind of our sell to a lot of clients that are looking to sell their businesses is, hey, we've got the business team, which I would be a part of. We've also got a trust and estates team who you need to meet with before too, because before you make this big financial change, where a lot of times for our sellers, they're from smaller towns, or they're from Charlotte, but this is the first time they're really making this like significant wealth in their life. So we want to make sure that they're set up for success there, and that they're not going to just run over with taxes and things that they don't have to. And then representing the buyer, that one usually a little bit quicker. They come to us, and usually those are repeat clients, though. Those are groups that are repetitive in buying companies. They come to us, and they want to close fast, and they want to do it quickly. So I'd say we can usually do that in 3 or 4 months, really? Depending on the relationship and the business relationship. But from a legal side, we can be quick there. So, and then the relationship stays. So that's a relationship that's years and years and years. But for the actual deal cycle, they can be pretty fast.
That's awesome. And as you're working with these clients, what is your role? Like, what are you looking at and what are you doing? Are you just making sure all the legal stuff is prepped? Or are you also talking numbers? Like, what all is involved? I'm just curious. Because like Brian said earlier, you see these things on TV and you hear a lot about it, but unless you've bought or sold a company, you really have no clue.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm just curious.
We usually leave it to the business teams to do the numbers, but it's not off the table. There's times where people come to us and say, like, is this egregious? And a lot of times it's when I'm representing a seller, when they're like, am I just getting a bad deal? And I can look at the structure and look at what cash at closing they're getting to say, I don't think this is a great deal. I think you could do better here. But at the end of the day, it's your choice. We tend to come in on the front end when they're signing a letter of intent. Let us read it. Let us see the structure. Let us make sure that there's not all these, you know, teeth and ties that you're not really going to get paid throughout. Because a lot of times there's these long tails that the buyers will put on there that you've got to work for 5 years and you've got to hit these kind of pretty not realistic numbers. And so we want to protect our people from that. And then the same on the buy side. We want to protect those buyers that usually are a bit more savvy because they've done this before. But we want to make sure that they're, you know, getting into business with someone that we trust, and that the lawyer on the other side, that, you know, it'll end up being a fair deal at the end of the day. And that we meet in the middle usually at the end, and everyone feels pretty good.
that's the goal, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You know, you go on your website, you have some pretty amazing honors and awards. You are in the Best Lawyers in America Club, which is freaking cool.
Awesome.
In two different categories, which is pretty amazing. But there's a lot of amazing things that you've been able to do. Now, I do want to kind of jump into like the TV thing real quick, because I love the show Suits. I think it's freaking unbelievable. It's an interesting type vibe, but there's a lot of different shows out there. But it just shows chaos and like law firms and like some of just, I'm over here, I'm like, this is insane. I mean, yeah. It's like, a fraternity and sorority thrown together, and it's just like, ah, like, is it like that? And like, what is it like being a lawyer? Because I feel like a lot of people might not know. I mean, to me, in just being kind of ignorant, it's like, well, if you're a lawyer, like, you work all the time. Like, there is no time for freedom. Like, you're just in the books. You're studying your case. I'm like so fascinated when you see things on TV and you're like, I mean, did this person like just study this stuff for like 500 hours before
study? Yeah.
I mean, and then you got to be on your feet and answer these questions. It's just crazy to me. I'm like, the stress. Like, you said you were nervous coming on a podcast. I couldn't imagine going into a courtroom. I'd be like, oh my God, don't say, you can't say anything wrong. You know, like, what is it like on a day-to-day basis to be a lawyer?
No, I will say that similar to like healthcare doctor shows, I mean, a lot of it's over-dramatized, but that makes for great TV. For us, though, I mean, I won't lie, there is a lot of intensity and energy, but that's what makes it fun. I feel like the type of personalities, and we have a lot of personalities in the legal field and within our firm, but you feel that the people, they thrive off of that. You love it. You've got to find a way to balance it, and as my career continues to progress, I'm learning better and better about that. But I mean, right out of law school, all you just want to grind and you just want to be on every deal. And I would just get like so much like FOMO from not being on, like, what, there's a new one and I'm not on it? Like, I need to be on everything. And so I think, it's a really challenging thing. I still every day learn something completely new, because it's just, you can't be an absolute expert in every piece of it. And I still have to be on the phone with clients to be like, I'm going to have to go research that and look that up, because there's just too much to try to learn it all. But it is. I mean, it's a fun industry. I think people sometimes look at it like it might not be the sexiest, or it could be a bit boring, especially in the department that I'm in. But it's not. I mean, if you've got an eagerness to continue to learn and want to be like on the ground and like also like have that practical part too, like it's fun. It's a good time.
Well, law's always changing too, right?
Oh my God.
So you have to keep up with that.
Yes.
Like, do your friends like just reach out to you and be like, okay, I need some advice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time.
I bet you give a lot of free advice.
Oh, yeah.
You probably got a text message right now. Like, I need you to call me.
Oh, yeah. Friends, neighbors, family. I'm always on deck for that.
Speaking of family, like, this is more of a personal question. Brian mentioned you have a son already, and you have one on the way.
Yeah.
How do you juggle being a mother and a wife and have a family, but still grind it out at work all day too?
Yeah.
It's got to be exhausting.
It is, in all the best ways, but I was someone who knew I needed to continue both. And I've had a great team. I've got a great partner. And so we've learned that it's my busy day, it's your busy day. You're traveling today, I'm traveling today. We've got to get a good schedule. Luckily, we're both extremely organized people, and we've also have had great help and some outsourcing along the way, which I think is, you've got to acknowledge and know that that's going to happen too. But yeah, for me, I wanted to dive back in and just do it all. I mean, I know we're going to talk a little bit more about the Meritas stuff in a little bit too, but that's one where I've taken my son now to London and to Madrid and to Chicago and all this before he turned 2 years old, and we've just done it. Like, it's sometimes
awesome.
It's chaos and crazy, but I never leave one of those trips being like, oh, I regret that. It's always like, no, I'm so glad we did that. And expectations go in a little low, but always leave just great. Like, we rocked that. We're doing a great job. So so I think it's part of just kind of just doing it and not being scared or stressed about it, and just constantly thinking like, am I mothering too much, or am I not lawyering enough, and vice versa, and just trying to be like, hey, I'm showing up every day and I'm doing a good job, but also like, got to cut it off at night too and be with my son. And I'm still a work in progress for sure in that department, but I like to think though that I'm helping hopefully some of our we've been on a great women hiring spree lately, and it makes me so happy to have so many young women at the firm now. And I'm hopeful that they can model after that some too, which would be great to see. Yeah.
I love that you're just willing to take your kid anywhere, because that's the that's the biggest advice. Like, don't be scared to do it. Just do it. And then my other advice would be this. And me and my wife, everyone will struggle this with this, especially when you get your second one, because then you're on man-to-man defense, right? You got two. It's like everybody's got to be on the same page. We always kind of look at it in conversations, or when things we're having issues or difficulties, or we're at some event and maybe our kids aren't really behaving the way that we want. We never look at it. It's like your problem or my problem. It's like we're a team to fix the issue, right? Like, how can we come up with the solution that makes this better for everyone? And as long as you keep that mindset that it's never you against your husband, because that's where some people are like, well, it's your fault, it's your fault. You get back into this, and then like, well, your kid, they're not going to understand. It's like, we're a team to fix the problem. If you handle it that way, you're going to win.
That's success.
We talked a little bit about Meritas. Tell us about that. You have a leadership role at that organization. First, for people that are listening that might not even know what that is, tell us about what that is, and then what your leadership role is in that organization.
Definitely. So this is something that, we've been talking about the success of JAH and how, you know, to get the name out there for the firm. But this is something that is really special that we been a part of for about 20 plus years now, but it's Meritas Law Firms Worldwide. It's a very large organization of law firms that is international, and it is single location. So they pick. So we are the Charlotte firm. And so we get a lot of, you know, inbound referrals from national and international firms who need help in Charlotte or in North Carolina and have issues there. But then for us, being a single location law firm, we have this huge like breadth and reach, and I can call a guy I know really well out of Florida, help me with a review of an employment agreement. He's going to do it in a couple of days for me, turn it around. So it's literally like having a partner down the hall who can help with that issue, but they're states away or they're across the ocean. And you're going to have, you know, same to similar pricing, knowledge. And most of the firms are set up like ours as what different practice groups we have within the firm too. And so that is, you know, from a firm to firm and standpoint. And then as far as our firm, we've been really involved in the organization. So we've had multiple partners be on the board of directors of the entire organization. And that is what I'm doing right now. I'm in my last year of my 3-year term for the board. And then within that, too, there's just so many opportunities. I do a lot with the Women's Leadership Council, and then I chaired the Young Lawyer group, too. We have like a smaller like Young Lawyer board and organization within that, too. So it is one of the most unique things I've got to do as a lawyer, and I love it. I think it's so fun. And with that ties in just, you know, some of the travel. We have one big annual meeting every year, and then there's some board meetings throughout the year as well, and you get to travel to some really cool locations and meet so many different people who are doing, you know, similar things to you, but in such different ways and through different cultures. And so it's been really eye-opening for us and the firm. It's a great resource.
It's also a great service you can offer to your clients and get quick answers and be of value there, right? And and you all are hosting a big event for Meritas.
We are. So this is the first time ever that the annual meeting that, you know, hence the name, happens once a year. It's the biggest event of the organization. We're hosting it here in Charlotte this year. And we are pumped. It's last year was in Chicago, and then it's San Diego, Miami, London. I mean, it's all these big cities that you would expect. But so we were so excited that they came to us and said, we want it to be Charlotte. I think it's such a fun way to highlight the city, and it'll be big. I mean, it's going to be around 400 people, and it's going to be of the law firms will be from everywhere. I mean, I've talked to some of my friends that are in Australia. They're coming, and friends that are in Canada and different parts of Asia. I've got a guy I'm good friends with out of Tokyo. He's coming. I mean, it's going to be really cool, and just to show our city off. And it's the best time of year to show the city off. May is beautiful in Charlotte.
So it's in May.
Yeah, early May.
And what will all that entail? And where do people stay? Will it be uptown, South Park? Like, what area of town? Or
yeah, they're all going to stay uptown at the Westin, and that's where the main conference will be held within their conference rooms. But we've got It starts on Wednesday. It ends Friday night. So we've got some fun events planned throughout. The first night's at the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and they're going to have a lot of fun, like local food trucks and different, you know, local breweries and things there. And then the Thursday night, we're doing it at the Mint Museum, and so we're trying to highlight a lot of the greatness of that part of Uptown. And so we'll have a great event there. And then Friday night, I'm excited about, we're doing a more casual, big barbecue at Noble Smoke. That was my idea. I was like, we've got to. There's no way we could bring everybody here and not do that.
Great awesome. Friends of ours. They're amazing.
Great
barbecue.
Yeah.
They really are.
So it'll be a lot of people will come early too. We have our board dinner most everything will be uptown, but we have a brewery crawl playing in South End for one afternoon, and then the younger group are all going to the Whitewater Center to do some of that, to something active. So we're trying to make for a good mix that really highlights the beauty of the city.
And that's amazing. Like, I'm reading a little bit about this event. I mean, you're going to have lawyers from over 90 countries. I mean, what an amazing opportunity. And let's just use you as an example in that M&A world. You have all of these lawyers from all over the world. You're going to showcase our city, a city that's continuing to grow. You're going to have a lawyer in Tokyo that's going to go back and be telling all of his clients, you need to get an office in Charlotte,
yeah.
Right? Like, that is, I mean, if I'm the city of Charlotte, if I'm the county, I'm trying to get all on board to make this the best event possible. I mean, it's not the Olympics, but the reality is the lawyer is the key to a lot of these acquisitions, a lot of these mergers, a lot of the conversation that starts on the buying and the selling side. And now we're going to have representatives from 90 countries. Oh, yeah. You guys seem like an organization that collaborates, which is what we do in our organization. And it's something that's changed over the last couple of years, where you might look at somebody as a competitor, but now we look at it more of like, what's going on in Chicago? What's going on in California? Mm-hmm. What are you doing different than what we're doing? And what can we bring to our city and our community to elevate what we do in our space? It seems like the very similar scenario with you and lawyers. So, like, does the city know how important this could be? I mean, it seems like something that could be massive for the city, right? Like, you're picking the right locations.
Hope everybody
the right
has
stuff.
Their liability insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But risky. This seems massive for not only you guys, but really our city as a whole to have this many important people come into the city in a couple months.
I mean, that's our thought too. And that's why we've been really, when we were appreciative to you guys helping us get the word out on this, but it is a very big deal, and it's going to bring, I think, the reach of the different firms that are coming in, and all the different countries and states, and everyone's just going, they're flying right in on the same week, and everyone's going to see all this. I mean, it's a very big deal. And, you know, we plan to highlight a lot of the growth in the new industry that's continuing to come into Charlotte. But I just think this is really going to highlight for people what a great city this is. Mm-hmm. I feel like so many people are already like emailing me and like, what should we be doing here? And no one's really been here. They're just like, or they've flown through Charlotte, but they just haven't actually spent that much time in the city. And so I think everyone's going to be very pleasantly surprised at how much we have to offer here.
So you're a travel planner
100%.
Too as well now?
Yes, pretty much.
and a video star.
I know. I heard you're a YouTube star now. Tell us about that.
So that was a lot of fun. That's one of the requirements when you agree to host the meeting, is that you will put together a promotional video. And usually, I mean, they're always very well done, but I think we really were the best that's ever been. We brought the drama. We made it like DC did such a good job to make it like a movie trailer and really intense. And yes, I'm the star at the end, and my friends and family, no one has really let me down on that one. I still get lots of screenshots of me and my sunglasses.
The producer of the award-winning Brand Builders podcast is the producer of the video as well.
It is. Yeah.
Look
it
at
is.
That.
That's awesome.
Yes, what he's the best.
Gosh, you didn't have anything to do with that.
But it was that was so much fun, and we got to really bring, you know, some internal within the firm excitement too for this as well. And so it's not just the couple of us that are the most involved. We got to really like have a lot of firm involvement there, which was great. But that was so much fun to make, and when we presented it in Chicago, I mean, it was. People stuck around late on that Friday, that everyone was trying to make it to the baseball game or go do this in Chicago, and they stayed to watch it, and they were like, all right, that was worth it. We were glad we stayed because that was really good.
I mean, the video is unbelievable. Awesome. We'll put a link to the video It really showcases everything about our city. Like, I mean, I think the city should just take this video and just make it their own.
Yeah.
And try to sell it to them because it's pretty good. Like, this is...
Yeah. I know.
I'm literally watching it right now.
You're
I'm
like, sorry. It makes you want to come to Charlotte. It does. It definitely
Has anybody
does.
Asked you about Love is Blind, the show?
We...
yeah.
It seems to be so popular.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was at a board meeting a few months ago, and there was a lot of talk about that. They were like, Love is Blind's also in Charlotte right now. I was like, I know. We're just like, we're trendy right now. It's great.
All of that is so good for our community.
No, it is.
It's exciting to be here and be a part of that, you know? So
I don't watch Love is Blind. My wife does, but apparently it's a massive thing. I mean, people think
Well, she mentioned drama earlier. It's full of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Yeah. So tell us about, with you, you have another son on the way. And like I mentioned, I have two boys. It's going to be awesome. They're great. They're going to fight, but I promise you it's going to be awesome. What's in the future for you? You know, how do you want to grow with the organization? Obviously you've grown as being an attorney. Now you're a partner. Where do you see the future for yourself and for being a lawyer and a partner in this organization?
Yeah, I plan to just keep doing what I'm doing, which I fully, you know, just love. But I became a partner of the firm in 2023. So I feel like I'm getting started, but I'm really loving it. You know, building my own client book and all of that's been a lot of fun. I also mentor three of our young women attorneys in my group too, and that's something that I just want to keep doing. I just think that that's such an important piece of the puzzle here, outside of just the client work and the day-to-day and building the future of the firm. So that's something that's really important to me. I love our law firm and just want that to succeed. So that's a big piece of this too. And you know, my work with the Meritas stuff is really not coming to much of an end either. I'm going to be on different committees for next year and still really deeply involved in the Women's Congress too. So I'm just, you know, going to try to take that same philosophy I did with the first kid to do it with another one, and just continue to keep doing this, because I just find it so important to still have, you know, young women participation in all of this.
All right. Here's the toughest question of the day.
All right.
Have you or will you ever hire somebody from Duke Law?
We have.
Oh man.
I know, one of my absolute best friends, she's not with the firm right now, but she had been before, and she was double Duke. So
double
Duke.
You hired a double Dukey.
We did.
Man.
She's amazing. Her husband's still with us at the firm now, but he's Carolina. So, you know,
she didn't cut it. They said, all right, we're gonna keep the Carolina.
But we do. So it's we're a lot of Carolina and Wake has always been our classic kind of, you know, big representation there. But we're getting more diverse with the schools and open-minded, so it's good. It's good stuff.
Does Wake have a law firm here, or a law school here? Does Wake, or is it?
I think a business school, and now I'm
out. Okay, yeah.
School, yeah.
Okay, for some reason.
Yeah.
Right, got it. Do we have, what's the closest law school here?
That's a good question.
And they're like Pfeiffer or something like that.
Yeah,
but not like
But like the big ones are in the triad. Like
Yeah, I mean, I think Wake probably is the closest to here.
Yep.
We don't have too many. We need one here. We're too big of a city not to have
one. Do you ever think that you would just like completely get away from M&A and go to murders?
Oh, no. Okay. That is just not my place.
I'm fascinated with like murder trials. We have a girl in our office, no lies, she's a multitasker. Every time we go up there, she's like all in on like the trials that are going on. And I'm like, what are you listening to? And she's like, oh, it's the Murdoch trial right now. And I'm like, she knows everything about it. It's fascinating, but I don't know. I've always thought that's like the craziest thing. Like if you're in like that type of law.
Oh no, my law school roommate, she's like under 5 foot tall and like 90 pounds. She's the tiniest, but she did criminal defense for a long time.
Wow.
And that always really brought me back down to earth. When I'm like, oh, I'm stressed, I've got so much going on. She's like, I was at the jail last week, and there's a lot on the line for this client. I'm like, yes, okay, yep.
What
personnel? Yours is more important.
5 foot, 90 pounds, walking into a jail.
I mean, she is pure sass, though, so she rocks it. But
good for her.
But yeah, but that's one where I'm like, that's not for me. That one's not for me. I definitely respect those who can.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, this has been fantastic. You know, for companies that you know, we work with, organizations that are interested in getting in touch with you, whether they're looking to buy or sell, or maybe there's another area of law that they need help with that you can, you know, pass it along to those partners. What's the best way for them to get in contact with you and then also get in contact with your organization?
Yeah, I think the best is to go to our website and try to, you know, see who might be a good contact. I think sometimes you can look around to see what different practice areas our firm has. I mean, we have an exceptional litigation group and a lot of construction focus, business focus, that kind of thing, and a great employment law focus. You know, something I like to tell people, especially business owners, is we can help with pretty much everything you have. I mean, we don't do work in family law and we don't do any kind of criminal work. But if you're a business owner and you need help hiring or letting go of employees, you need to help with a sale. If you need help with just day-to-day contract review, vendor agreements, we got all of that. Then we have if you're trying to buy a building or enter into a lease, we have an exceptional commercial real estate program. And then I've already mentioned our trust and estates, but for your personal work there and also for your business, just to make sure you've got the right plan in place from a tax perspective and just for the future and different generations. It's a full package there. And so I think for people to get in touch, it's either calling the firm and our lovely receptionist will help get you to the right person, or, you know, shoot an email to someone that looks relevant on the website. And then we are all such a close-knit group that everyone works together and make sure you get to the right place.
I love it. Your website is super easy. You can go to jahlaw.com. You can literally filter it by practice, industries, even if you want to find somebody that went to the specific law school that you want to work with. You can
exactly.
do that. It's literally anything you can do. It's super easy to find really where you guys are experts, but also just the different industries that you work with. So I challenge everybody, or I would recommend everyone, to go to JAH Law and check that out. But this has been awesome. Sheldon, you're pumping me up here. You know, I love hearing new stories and hearing people that are passionate about what they do, but also somebody that comes from a small town. You know, you look at Lincolnton, and Lincolnton is growing because Charlotte is growing, right? But it's also because people that are amazing that come out of Lincolnton and come into a city like Charlotte that bring that small city vibe that I think is what also makes Charlotte great, right? Like we're a big city, but we have that small city feel. And it's because people like you who have come from these smaller cities and have brought that charm and brought that Southern kind of hospitality while also elevating what we can do. So you should be very proud of that. And honestly, Johnson, Allison, Horde seem fantastic. You guys are awesome. I went through like every single lawyer and I was like, all these people look awesome. So it seems like a fun group of people to be with.
It is. It's a great group. Yeah. We're lucky.
I love it. Well, like we always mention, please like, share, comment, go connect on LinkedIn, follow the Johnson Allison Horde story. If you have any questions or you want to be connected, you can always reach out to me or Scott. And just want to thank you for joining us again. Best of luck on the new sun coming in. Welcome to Man on Man Defense. It will be awesome. I am now, and this is just going to be graphic, but my 3-year-old is now potty trained and he had not had an accident for like 2.5 weeks. And then last night.
Oh. There you go.
And I'm just sitting there, I'm like.
But that's still success.
I'm like, we're so freaking
still
close.
Progress, man.
To no diapers, baby. We're so close.
Can't
so
be perfect.
There's always milestones that will come into play. But right. Congratulations. Look forward to following your story and wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you,
Sheldon. I
appreciate
it.
Excellent. Until next time, you've been listening to this episode of the award-winning Brand Builders Podcast.
You've been listening to the Brand Builders Podcast, brought to you by the Dunston Group with your host, Scott Dunston and Brian Young. For branded merchandise and apparel that makes first impressions and ones that last, check out the Dunston Group at dunstongroup.com.